From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Several reports out today reinforce earlier signals that the economy is stabilizing. Construction spending in June beat expectations, climbing 0.3% over May. U.S. automakers report sales slightly increased from June to July, and the decline in manufacturing activity slowed in July. Manufacturing rose to the highest level in nearly a year. Norbert Orr of the ISM Manufacturing Business Survey says eventually that will improve the job market.
We'll have to get into a growth mode, of course, before we start replacing manufacturing jobs. But in the near term, it's good to see that that number is at least the rate of decline is slowing.
Also today, the White House says President Obama is committed to not increasing taxes on middle-class Americans. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs made the comments after some top officials indicated over the weekend the president might be considering a middle-class tax hike to shrink the federal deficit. President Obama is praising a new GI Bill that will provide college benefits for those who've served in the U.S. military since September 11, 2001. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The new law called the post-9/11 GI Bill went into effect at the start of the month. President Obama calls it an investment in the future, not just of veterans who serve, but in the country as well. He said it will help them get the skills and education that today's economy requires.
Education is the currency that can purchase success in the 21st century, and this is the opportunity that our troops have earned.
The Veterans Administration oversees the program. It's expected that nearly $80 billion will be paid out over the next decade. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
The Taliban says it was targeting a police chief when insurgents detonated a bomb in western Afghanistan. At least 11 people were killed. Dozens were injured, including the chief. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says he will oppose Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court. The Senate could vote on her by late Thursday. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
When the Senate confirmed Sonia Sotomayor as an appeals court judge a decade ago, Republicans split their votes almost down the middle. Now that she's up for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, most Republicans have said they'll oppose her. McCain is the latest.
Her writings demonstrated that she does not subscribe to the philosophy that federal judges should respect the limited nature of the judicial power under our Constitution.
This vote involves some political calculus for McCain. He's up for re-election next year. Arizona's nearly one-third Hispanic, and Sotomayor is in line to be the first Hispanic Supreme Court justice. But McCain faces a conservative Republican challenger, and a vote for Sotomayor could have hurt McCain in the primaries. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 114 points to close at 9,286. The Nasdaq picked up 30 points to close at 2008. This is NPR. Several media outlets are reporting that former President Bill Clinton is on his way to North Korea to try to negotiate the release of two American journalists, though it hasn't been independently confirmed by NPR. Pyongyang convicted the reporters of grave crimes and sentenced them to 12 years of hard labor. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has urged Tehran to provide information about three American citizens believed to be in Iranian custody. The three apparently hiked from Iraq into Iran, ignoring warnings by border guards. This evening, Clinton heads to sub-Saharan Africa, where she's due to visit seven nations. New research shows that a deadly form of malaria probably jumped to humans from chimpanzees. NPR's John Hamilton has that story.
Malaria is spread by mosquitoes that carry any of several parasites that can cause the disease. The most dangerous of these parasites is called Plasmodium falciparum, and it kills more than 1 million people a year. Back in the 1990s, some researchers thought the falciparum parasite might have jumped from chickens to people. But since then, scientists have found a closer relative of the human parasite in chimps. And the new study shows that the human version is a direct descendant of that chimp parasite. So it's likely that many thousands of years ago, a mosquito bit an infected chimp and then transmitted the disease to a person. The research appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. John Hamilton, NPR News.
A Los Angeles judge today appointed Michael Jackson's mother the permanent guardian of the late pop icon's three children. 79-year-old Katherine Jackson has been caring for them since her son died June 25th. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.